Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。
酒馆自己的进阶口语课程第14期正式开放报名。加入我们干货满满的课程，和露露一起敢开口，会开口，告别尬聊。现在报名有限时的超级早鸟价优惠，不要错过哦。咨询课程请联系小助手，微信是 LULUXJG, LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎又回到闲话美国。Hi James.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
So what are you going to talk about today?
Well, normally we do episodes about America under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
And today I thought we could broaden that to be North America under the microscope.
Although you said broaden that, but that's basically Canada, isn't it?
Pretty much Canada. Because... North America is 90% America and Canada.
I think for our audience, if you watch enough TV shows, especially American TV shows or movies, there are always a lot of jokes about America and Canada. 这对邻居之间有很多这种梗。So that's what we're going to talk about today. First of all, I think to a lot of people, Canada and the US, they seem quite similar.
To be honest, there is a lot of similarities.
Because,
I mean, both speak English, mostly. They have very similar accents, although there is some uniqueness to the Canadian accent.
A boot?
Yeah, the oot sound. And there is some difference in some vocabulary they use. Their buildings, their cities, all look like cities in the United States. And in fact...Many of our viewers probably watch American TV shows that the show takes place in America, but it's actually filmed in Canada.
It's filmed in Canada, yeah. I mean, a lot of shows I've watched are like that. But back to the accent a bit. Can your average Americans tell whether it's Canadian accents or not?
It depends on part of Canada they're from, but in general, yes. Because the way they pronounce things like...The ooh, like the O-U sound like a boot. And I'm going to go, yeah, that you can hear. But some parts of Canada don't have really that kind of accent. So like Vancouver, you really couldn't tell the difference between Vancouver English and say Seattle English, which is only like 3 hours drive south of Vancouver.
Ah, so there's still like a regional difference.
Yeah.
But I think based on what I know...Canada and U.S. also share another similarity is that both are vast countries in terms of landmass, so you need to mostly drive.
Yeah, so Canada is the second largest country in the world and has the population of that's smaller than the city of Tokyo. So things are very far apart.
And there's not a lot of public transport, right?
No, that's one thing that Canada and the United States share are...lack of public transport from city to city. So, yeah, you got to drive there.
You got to have a car. And so if I ask you, from the point of view of an American, like when it comes to personalities, Canadians and Americans, what would you say are some of the quintessential differences or stereotypical differences? 美国人和加拿大人之间性格上有没有那种就是大家都公认的区别？
I would say the biggest difference and the biggest stereotype we have is Canadians are super polite. I always say sorry. I'm sorry.
Is that something you guys make jokes about?
Yeah, we make jokes about this all the time. You watch American comedies, they'll always portray the Canadian character in TV shows as saying sorry all the time, and they'll always use this accents of sorry.
Okay,
when...Reality is most Canadians don't sound like that at all. They just say sorry.
It's just a stereotype.
It's a big stereotype. However, in general, yes, Canadians tend to be a bit more polite than Americans. They use sorry a bit more often than Americans do. So there is some truth to the stereotype. But in the TV, we really milk it for the comedy that it is.
And another thing about the language, you were saying that the accents were not that different, but they do have a French-speaking part.
Ah, Quebecois.
Quebec.
Yes, Quebec. Canada has two official languages. English, which is spoken by most Canadians, and French in Quebec province.
But I've heard from my French they speak in Quebec is different from French they speak in France.
Yes, I've heard that as well. What I understand it to be is that the French spoken in Quebec is a much older style of French that hasn't changed as much as modern French you'd find in Europe, like in France or Belgium.
I think you see that in a lot of languages, for example, like Indian English, perhaps they used a bit of the older, more traditional form.
Actually, side note, is Americans, like Southern Americans in the South, tend to speak more original English than the people in the UK do.
Yeah, the Southern accent.
Yeah.
What about other differences, food-wise?
So, the food thing. So, for the most part, it's no different. Because they eat pretty much the same diet as Americans do. Although, there are some key differences. Big stereotypes is they love eating donuts.
I thought Americans love eating donuts.
We do.
But they love it even
They love more. It more. Beer. They really like their beer. And a unique food called poutine.
Ah, poutine, 就是薯条上面加 gravy.
Don't forget the cheese curds.
Oh, cheese and gravy.
Yeah,
we talked about that in comfort food.
Yes.
That's like a calorie bomb. But lifestyle-wise, the only thing that I know is that you guys keep mentioning this healthcare system.
Yes, those Canadians with their universal healthcare. It's so terrible.
Universal healthcare, let's sort of remind our listeners, universal healthcare is like in the UK, right? It's free healthcare for all.
Yeah, so it's government-provided healthcare, and the healthcare is paid for by taxes.
But in the US, it's super expensive. You got to buy insurance.
Well, let's not go too much into the American system, but yes, simply, it's super expensive in the U.S., and you tend to need private insurance to pay for it.
But what is the general view that Americans have on their neighbor having free medical care for everyone?
Well, some people think that the Canadian system is bad because sometimes you do have to wait for health care, but I think it's partially because a lot of Americans are actually jealous. Because Canadians don't worry about healthcare.
Because
they don't worry. It's like, oh, I got cancer. How am I going to pay for this? Oh, right. I have healthcare from the government. So they don't worry about it. So I think some Americans are actually jealous of that. I'm kind of jealous of that. I kind of wish we had that in the US.
I think it's pretty much the same in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do have to wait, but for more life-threatening things like you mentioned, cancer, you do get treated very quickly. Yeah, it's just that your everyday sort of ailment that you have to wait for ages. Usually when you actually get to see a doctor, you're already recovered.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but it's...
Yeah, but does that mean the cost of living is lower in Canada?
No. Actually, the cost of living tends to be higher in Canada than the United States.
Why?
Tax. Because you got to pay for these government programs.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, they pay higher taxes on product sales tax, higher VAT.
Oh, so that means everything they buy in shops.
Yeah.
They're all more expensive.
Yeah, so what you get, actually, at least Canadians that live close to the American border, they cross the border and go shopping in America.
How much of a difference are we talking about?
Well, let's just take beer, for example. So if you want to buy a 24 case of beer in Canada, you can expect to pay about $28.
24 cans?
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas if you go to America to buy a case of the same beer, 24 cans, you're probably going to pay $12.
That's less than half.
Yes, it is a lot cheaper.
Wow.
That's how much difference the tax is.
I mean, if I live on the border, I probably would just shop in America then.
You wouldn't be the only Canadian to do that.
And enjoy the free medical care in Canada as well.
Yes, I'll stay in Canada for the health care. I'll go to America to buy my booze.
Great. Okay, I think in our basic episode, we have covered the main similarities and also the key differences between these two countries. In the advanced episode, we're going to go more into the psyche, American psyche, for example, or Canadian psyche to talk about the sort of rivalry and the friendship going on. All right, on that note, we're going to wrap up here. We'll see you in the advanced episode. Thank you, James.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。 我们在酒馆等你。